Todd, say hello and welcome. You're listening to Voices of Our People on the Wind Speaker Radio Network. I'm Daniel Barker Trombley. Today, we continue our conversation with Kung Janae from Squamish First Nation. Now, you had mentioned, Raven's Feast, as well as you've written some other books, Gifts from the Raven, the Haida Nation, Indigenous Communities in Canada, as well as, your stories have also been featured in libraries and public schools, and of course in curriculums as well, you've also been as a residence, Indigenous storyteller residence within the Vancouver Public Libraries. So when you hear all those that are mentioned, what does that mean to you to see where you've come from a very young age to where you're at now, as well as, being inspired to go into the studies of, being an educator as well in regards to that? So how does that all feel?
I don't know, I guess I didn't really think about it before because I always think, well, I haven't done that much. I think there's so much more I could do, but I'm very, very slow about doing things because I'm writing a story right now. And since it's the same one since the pandemic started and there's no beginning and no end, but the middle part looks kind of good. I guess one of the things that comes to mind is, I was talking to my friend this morning about how I'm the worst self-promoter. If somebody says, well, tell me about yourself, kind of thing. I guess I was taught by my grandparents, and my parents too, in a way, not to brag about myself. It's really hard to do that. So often when I go into like a school or to a festival, and somebody has a printout of my bio and they're like, well, I'm just going to read this. Or is it okay if I read it? And I'm like, no, don't read that. And one principal said to me, but this is really great. Look at, I want the students to hear about all your accomplishments. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm fine with that. And what this one principal did in particular is he just said, I just want to let you know, Kung Jade is really shy about all these great things she's done. And I think I must have turned 10 shades of red or something like that. I didn't know what to say, but I said, I can't help it. It's ingrained in me from when I was, able to understand. I'm not going to say, this is me, kind of thing, and I'm so great. I can't do that. My chinny, my grandpa taught me that I don't talk about myself in that way. What's going to happen is my work will speak for itself, or maybe other people will speak about me and say something kind. If they say unkind things too, that's okay, because I know that I'm not for everybody, and that's okay. I understand completely, but I'm really, like I said, I'm the really terrible about promoting myself. I cannot do it, and that's why I have a booking agent now, because she can do it. I can't do it at all. There's just no way.
So I have to ask, because you had mentioned that, your storytelling isn't meant for everyone. However, the storytelling that you've done has impacted a lot of lives over the 30 years that you've done it. So when it comes to, you telling the stories about, not only the life experiences, the knowledge and the education, and also the culture behind it, have you, in your time in the 30 years that you've done this, have you seen an increase from the young ones that have a thirst to learn more about their culture, their background, and of course, what the Haida culture is all about, just to educate themselves further, especially during this time of truth and reconciliation?
Yeah, I've seen the Haida, and I've seen the Squamish too, and the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh. Like Indigenous nations absolutely everywhere, where there is this amazing sense of pride and ownership, from when a child first comes into the world. You know, they're they've always been celebrated and such, but one of the great things that I've noticed is often, you know, right from birth sometimes, or maybe a little bit later on, they're given traditional names to use, you know, and that's one of the things that I share with audiences if, you know, if it comes out, is if I meet another Indigenous person and I find out they have a traditional name, I strongly encourage them to use it, because it used to be illegal for us to have a traditional name. Neither of my parents have a traditional name, and they probably won't ever have one. But, you know, what I noticed is, too, because I used to teach in the language nest up on Haida Gwaii, I used to teach, and so babies would come, brand new babies would come to the program, and, you know, they'd crawl around, they'd hear us speaking in the language, doing nursery rhymes, counting, they'd hear sentences, you know, they would learn really fast. And the tiniest toddlers would be dancing traditional style dances, and they'd be singing, they'd be drumming. And I noticed the same thing since I've moved here to Squamish territory as well, in Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh territory. The cutest, they're so cute, the tiniest regalia, you know, dancing their with their whole selves. It brings so much pride in every single person that is there to witness it, because, you know, it means that our culture has had this huge resurgence. And I also notice, you know, there's language, you know, so when our languages used to be endangered, now we know that it's going to survive because these really tiny kids are speaking our language every day when they go to school. You know, rather than being offered French, they're being offered our own Indigenous languages, which means so much more. And they sing our songs, you know, they have dance class. There's so many things that are happening. And it makes me really, really happy to see that. I just get overwhelmed. Like, I could feel myself standing taller, breathing so deeply when I see little ones, you know, which are really, they're really like knee-high to grasshoppers kind of thing, but they throw themselves right into it. And I totally love it. And when I was on Haida Gwaii in October, you know, my book, Haida Nation, it really is a primary textbook. And I also have another one that's another primary textbook, and it's about Haida Gwaii, We Are Home. And it's really about Haida Gwaii, but Haida Nation is a compare and contrast book about Haida children during the ancestors' time and Haida children today. And I was so glad that I got to visit Haida Gwaii, and I got to tell Haida students that wherever I go in the world, I brag about them. Because when I was a kid, like I said, it wasn't okay for me and my peers to sing, dance, or speak our language, or even have a name. And these kids from, you know, like from babyhood, you know, are encouraged to do all these exact same things. They participate in our feasts, and it's really incredible to watch them. You know, they don't really need instruction when it's time to dance. They dance exactly like the adults dance, because it's part of their DNA. And I love talking about how they speak the language so much better than I ever could, you know, because they're taught by their own grandparents, you know, and it's an incredible time to be able to witness that and to see and know that these children are going to grow up and they're going to be teaching the next generation, you know, all the stuff that they know. I feel really good knowing that.
Well, top way. You know, even when I was going through school, you know, my younger life, in textbooks, as, you know, when you would open them, it wasn't really mentioned as much. Maybe one, if you were lucky, two pages, if you were really lucky, to see, like, you know, the definition or the description of, you know, Indigenous people, especially here in Alberta. And since the 215 discovery, you know, we're starting to see a difference in that. And you had mentioned that, you know, because of your book that you wrote almost in a textbook-like format, as an author and a writer yourself, do you strongly believe that we should see more of that in textbooks where it gives a better definition, if not to rewrite it in a sense, for education purposes, as to be seen not only in elementary schools, but middle schools and high schools, as well as post-secondary.
Definitely. I 100% agree. And I do recall, you know, that a textbook company from Toronto contacted me out of the blue by email, and they asked me to review a paragraph that someone on their team had, or on their staff had written about Haida Indigenous people. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Hold on here. I said, you need to rethink this whole paragraph. And I said, you need to actually get a Haida Indigenous person to write this paragraph for you. I can tell that it was a settler that wrote it. You know, we need to be telling our own stories in our own words. And I gave them a list of people they could contact that I could find for them if they so chose, you know, whether they be a weaver or they be a carver or they be a singer or, you know, a drummer, you know, dancer, any of those things. I let them know, you know, like there was quite an extensive list that they could have chosen someone to do this, but they asked me to do it. And I forgot all about it, you know, like I did it. It took me a while to get it all together and everything like that. And I remember, I don't know how many years later it was, I was performing at a middle school and I telling these stories, and these grade 7, 8 girls came running up to me and they said, you're in our textbook, you know. I'm like, what? No. I'm not, there's no way, you're confusing me with someone else. And they said, no, we'll show you. And they ran to their locker and they brought this book, and there I was in the middle of their textbook. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So I contacted the textbook company and said, hey, and they said, oh, well, we asked you to do this. Remember, you know, like I kind of reprimanded them and said, no, you cannot, we need to write our own stories. Just like you were saying. You know, about our textbooks, you know, and all the information. It has to be information written by Indigenous people right across the country. So regardless of the territory that we're in, so if it's Inuvialuit or Inuit in the north, you know, or if it's the Plains people, if it's Cree, if it's, you know, people from Sutina, you know, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing their names correctly, but, you know, if it's Ojibwe, if it's Anishinaabe, Mohawk, you know, right across the country, you know, really there are enough people who have this knowledge, and all these textbook companies can contact all of them and have them write their own portions about our culture, about our history, about our stories, about our language, you know, about our traditions, our houses, you know, how they used to be, and maybe how our feast houses might be today. You know, they might look exactly the same as the way the ancestors had them in the past. But, you know, I really feel strongly that it's possible. I mean, these textbook companies can no longer say, well, we don't have anybody, we don't know anyone. Well, that's simply not true anymore.
That was Kung Jadae from Squamish First Nation on Voices of Our People. Next, we continue our conversation with Charlie Fox from Kainai Nation in southern Alberta. For those that are from the Blackfoot descendants that haven't grown up with the language per se or the culture itself, what would your advice be to those that, you know, want to learn how to speak the Blackfoot language and to tap into the vein more into their culture and, as you said earlier, their identity?
In our language and having an oral history, we have a really good understanding of our language, you know, and the concepts and the different ceremonies and whatnot, what all the significance of these things that our people did in the past. I guess you could say our culture is embedded in our language. And so we didn't have the crutches that we have today, you know. If there's something that you want to research, you know, it's right in front of you. You know, we live in a fast world. You know, as computers are there. Amukka, that's a few sinoni. I'm going to skook the and modern is to come on, look at bad the few of Sunoni. And look, he's to go to meet that's the go. Okay, Amukka Eastern on the punish to bad the few of Amaki skook the. The car modern sleep by Moksinakshi. He's done always the much suits. Ah, was going on, man. She's no hack to spum more soap. Jack's got near bar. Apple mozi up a Moses car. Well, Maki da be Moses car. He's the much artist. In the good apple mozi up a more bad appeals in one. Mama tapioa, to me, I'm so good to stop eating, you see. Me bad tapioa, so yeah. Can you imagine me see who can not do much? Maxi, Maxi, to see symbol. It cannot be, can never.
Okay, in the home
aga ni abamuk si isan ni san hali ni stapa bi ni stu no hatsu tsin ni ko six no hatsu tsin ni po ya ni ta ma dan wei ni ta su pi tsi po yi sa ta tsu ta pi tsu ya ta yi dan ni siu ta ku is ksin ni ya wei ni ki tsi sta to mi sa ma hat tsi Maks ni sa mo ni dei po yo pi ke ka mo ti an sta ba da i se ta pi yo bi da so pi po ki ni sa ka yo tsu mi a ni a ko tu tsu ni mi a i ka ka ku ma pi a mo ka ki stan no na ni han ni sta ba ta pi yo ka mo ni dei po yo pi ni to wa i sta ma sta ki yo pi ni to wa tsu mo i sta pi Mu bici boks noni ken mi oks mi tkana shi chi ma ta pi agi chi ta po mi ken ha ma gani on a ko ka chi mi ga ki chi ma ra che ya pya chi mu shi ta ni ko mu shi ta pi ks to ha sa ge chi po yo ki shi ta na ma ma su mu ka na wa chi to pa chi o ki ke ne sa ge ku ta shi ku na ta pi wa mi Actually, In your appeal, Moka, the cheap horse, we did not and steal a Moka. I hope it's not because it's my mistake for you. You must always the matzoots be samo. You the ways the matzoots be agomans the skinny, the meas the matzoots be. Is then this to you at? Ask the me, meas the matzoots be. Ask them to sit up be you. Saa meni ottaa, eikä mitä sitä matsuutski, niin tennu toupi, jaamo niin tää ei jaaksa siipis, juu tää on vasta mukana otsiksi niin kuin niin. Okei, mun niin tää ei, mä oon tapii miei, ota oista matsuutski, mä oon mahki tapio, kitaakin teistä matsuutski, kita neki tää pummu, mie uste otsiksi niin piu. Kista ida muhtan istiyo, kisi iksi kimmo kumsta umhkita piyo. Kimne agit, kisi kimmi isi git, jaks pomo isi anye, kisi iki tista tunya. Mungin he kista no kipäätä piyo, sinu on kimma piipit sini, umhkita piiksi, asita piiksi, aoista matsia, kipäätä piyo, sinu. Ajaksi kuotsia, Äskapimia vaikse, äsimia vaikse, kii. Käykö niin, että kestääkät siia vaikse, maksiikaakin mahtaa. Näekö, kun sä esityksät siia vaikse. Aamus kei, on kohkanoan stupia. Vaikka aruhat siikoon, kun se taas tarpeeksi suotsin ja sitä puhutaan. Ikka miika, kima tuu saa kiitäsi siu. An kaamiksi kakäätä pii äsu kiitsiittäiksi. Aika kutteista matstakotu miau annista paapi. Anne, anne, anne siinä kiitsi pommaan annista.
That was Charlie Fox from Kainai Nation in Southern Alberta on Voices of Our People. I'd like to thank today's special guests for joining us, Kung Janae and Charlie Fox. Tune in next Thursday for more Voices of Our People on the Windspeaker Radio Network.